Some of Australia's most senior doctors say the country is developing a death-denying culture that needs to change. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians is calling for more open discussions by patients and medical professionals about end-of-life care. A recent survey conducted by the college found only 17% of physicians believed that doctors were always aware of their patients' preferences. It's one of a number of issues being discussed by around 1,000 physicians at their annual Congress in Adelaide. Our reporter Natalie Whiting is there.
It's something we'll all face, but something most of us don't like discussing, death. But the reluctance to talk about it can affect the treatment we receive when the end is near. That's a concern among physicians gathering in Adelaide for the Royal Australasian College of Physicians Congress. The outgoing president, Nick Talley, gave a presentation about end-of-life care.
So we've definitely extended people's lives, and there's no doubt we have more and more technology available, but we still all have to die, and there's still a period where we can no longer really extend life. We need to diagnose that accurately so people are aware, so they can make plans, their families can make plans. Interestingly, excellent palliative care actually extends life.
The college has made 28 recommendations on the topic, including improving communication skills for doctors.
But when we surveyed our members, who are specialists, who are looking after people with end-of-life issues, we found that only a minority have actually discussed these issues with a number of their patients. And that reflects, I think, the issue of some of the problems around, diagnosing and identifying end-of-life times for those sorts of discussions. You're seeing multiple specialists. Who has that discussion? Who should be indeed sorting this issue out?
Is there a culture in Australia where people don't like discussing these sorts of issues?
I think that's fair to say. I think it's fair to say most people really don't want to talk about death, understandably. There is a bit of a death-defying culture. One almost might believe, some people believe they won't die, but of course we know that's not true, unfortunately. So having, you know, discussions with people about the issues around end of life, what they want, what their families want, that's absolutely critical to ensuring they get the best possible care at that very difficult time when it will occur.
The college's new president, Catherine Yelland, maintains there are many benefits to planning end-of-life care.
It means that we can then try to fulfil the patient's wishes as much as is possible, that we actually understand what it is they want, how they want to die, where they want to die. It also means that their family is aware that this is going to happen and can prepare for that and can also respect the person's wishes in terms of their treatment and how best the family can help with that.
How much of the onus falls on the physician to try to start these conversations?
Well, a lot. Not everything, but a lot. Partly because, as Professor Talley said, we often have many people involved in healthcare, and somebody actually needs to coordinate that so that the conversation happens, that we don't all think somebody else has done it.
One topic that always comes up when discussing palliative care is euthanasia and whether it should be an option for the terminally ill. Professor Talley insists that's a separate issue and the college has a working party investigating it.
Even where euthanasia is legal and available elsewhere in the world, or physician-assisted suicide, most patients at end of life do not choose that option. So it's really, really important we have excellent end-of-life care. That's a critical, critical piece, and that's going to affect the vast majority. And then the issue of euthanasia is a very difficult issue because there are mixed views. There are views on all sides of the spectrum here amongst our colleagues. We want to bring those views together, have an evidence-based overview of, you know, what's best practice, what's been happening elsewhere in the world, and then provide advice and support so that, again, we can fulfil community wishes here. So that's a very important discussion that will be ongoing over the next year or so.
The college will then release a discussion paper and recommendations on euthanasia. But Dr. Yelland can't say when that will be released.
This is a complex conversation. We need to ensure that the details are dealt with. That's our area of expertise. Let's consider all patients and all situations before we rush into legislation.
The college says sustainable models of care now need to be developed that give health professionals the time to properly discuss end-of-life care with their patients.
Natalie Whiting.